KORN News Radio Sports for this Monday, May 11th. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz. The NFL has announced they will release their full 2026 regular season schedule on Thursday this week, continuing the league's recent tradition of unveiling their schedule during the second week of May. They've already announced two international games, including a Week 1 matchup between San Francisco and the LA Rams that'll take place in Melbourne, Australia, September 10th local time. The game will air in primetime in the U.S. on September 9th. Another international game will feature the Baltimore Ravens and the Dallas Cowboys. They will play in Brazil, Week 3, on September 27th. The defending Super Bowl champion Seattle Seahawks, they'll open the season September 9th, that's a Thursday, in the annual kickoff game, although their opponent has yet to be revealed. Atlanta Braves Hall of Fame manager Bobby Cox passed away over the weekend at the age of 84. Passed away Saturday in Marietta, Georgia, after dealing with health complications from a stroke in 2019. Cox led the Braves to 14 straight division titles, a 1995 World Series championship. He led the Braves for 25 seasons, finished his career with the 2,504 wins, which is fourth all-time in Major League Baseball history. He was inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame in 2014. The SEC dominated the NCAA softball bracket reveal last night, earning six of the top eight national seeds, led by number one Alabama and defending champion number two Texas. Overall, 12 SEC teams made the 64-team field. Regional play begins Friday, with the top 16 seeds hosting. The Women's College World Series starts May 28th in Oklahoma City. Shane Van Gisbergen continued his dominance on road courses Sunday, claiming the NASCAR Cup Series race at Watkins Glen from the pole position. Van Gisbergen led 75 of the 100 laps, his seventh Cup victory. All have been on road or street courses. South Dakota State baseball used a six-run sixth inning yesterday to defeat St. Thomas 7-3 to clinch a series victory. The Jackrabbits trailed 3-1 before scoring sixth in the sixth, sending 10 batters to the plate. SDSU baseball now closes out the regular season with a four-game series at Omaha beginning Wednesday night at 6 p.m. Philadelphia's Kyle Schwarber with a pair of home runs yesterday. Bryce Harper also went deep as the Phillies beat the Colorado Rockies 6-0. Schwarber has five home runs over his past four games. He's now tied with the Yankees' Aaron Judge for the Major League lead with 16 home runs. Meanwhile, Judge, he would hit his 16th home run yesterday, a solo shot in the first, but it would not be enough as the Milwaukee Brewers complete a three-game sweep of New York with a 4-3 victory. Milwaukee had not swept the Yankees in a series of at least three games since 1989. The Tampa Bay Rays have won 14 of their past 16 games. They beat Boston yesterday 4-1. Detroit would beat Kansas City last night 6-3 to snap a five-game losing streak. Gage Workman of the Tigers came off the bench, hit his first ever Major League home run, a two-run shot. The Atlanta Braves, they took 2 out of 3 from the Dodgers over the weekend, winning yesterday 7-2. Atlanta would get home runs from Matt Olson and Drake Baldwin. Bryce Elder gets the win, allowing only one hit over 5 2/3 innings. Texas would shut out the Cubs 3-0. Jacob DeGrom tied his season high with 10 strikeouts, also the 1,900th strikeout of his career, while for Texas, Evan Carter would hit a two-run home run in the eighth. Also yesterday, the White Sox, they would beat Seattle 2-1. The Angels, they knock off the Blue Jays 6-1. And Arizona, they beat the Mets 5-1. More sports online all the time at KORNradio.com. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz.